Welcome to the Health Fix Podcast, where health junkies get their weekly fix of tips, tools, and techniques to have limitless energy, sharp minds, and fit physiques for life. Hey, health junkies. On this episode of the Health Fix Podcast, I'm interviewing Katrina Starr. She's an old pal of mine from Tacoma, Washington, when I used to live there full time. So Katrina is an alchemist for extraordinary men. She's an international best-selling author. She's a podcaster. She's a nomadic traveler, and she's been doing that since 2018 with her two lovely kiddos. Now, she supports men and women all around the world to help with rewiring their brain. Now, interestingly enough, she focuses on supporting recovery from addictions, sexual traumas, divorce, and relationship betrayals. All kinds of deep, juicy stuff that really we do kind of all have something that we are working with in any of these conditions or areas, if you will, at any given time. Now, Katrina has created her own modality in helping clients to overcome their self-sabotaging behaviors, but also she works on integrating and promoting power within men in particular. And she works with men who are CEOs, executives, lawyers, and she helps them to break past feeling stuck, but also helps them to gain their voice. So today's podcast is going to take a different turn. I'm going to be talking more about men. And ladies, this is just for you as well, because, you know, I think there's a level of interest that we have in terms of what do men really think. You know, sometimes they're sitting there, they're quiet, and we're like, what are you thinking right now? This podcast is going to help open up some of that, but also really unlock a side of guys in terms of their thought process, in terms of what they need to be heard, and how to get to that point without creating fights, without creating trouble, things of that nature. And so this is gonna take a deep dive into relationships, but I think it's relevant for both men and women. So let's jump into the podcast. Hello there, health junkies. Welcome to another episode of The Health Fix. I'm your host, Dr. Janine Krause. And on today's episode of The Health Fix Podcast, I have Katrina Starr on. This is fun for me because I know her from Tacoma. And this is fabulous because we can just blow on a lot of things. And in particular, today, we are talking about men, my underlooked population. Let's probably say it that way. I don't talk a lot about guy-specific issues, and I'm really excited to do it today. She works with men who are CEOs, executives, lawyers, and they're at their breaking point and just feeling freaking stuck. And so we're going to be diving in and talking about how healing's natural, how results from healing trauma and real and permanent. I mean, you can really get real and permanent changes here, because I think a lot of people out there are wondering, you know, is this all fake or can we really move through trauma? So let's jump into the podcast. Katrina, thanks for coming on chatting with me.
Oh, I am so grateful to be here and excited to connect with your audience. So just a shout out to all of you listening. Grateful to have you here.
Oh, well, thanks. We are, you know, we're a tribe of people trying to figure out life, right? And looking for our health fix. And of course, this is going to be another lovely dose here of amazing wisdom, but also just a twist a little bit on what we usually hear on the Health Fix Podcast. So I can't wait to jump in. Now, first and foremost, because you specialize in working with men, and in particular, helping them to speak their truth, helping them to just navigate traumas, divorce, relationship betrayals, all those fun things, one's got to ask, all right, how did you get into this?
This is a great question. You know, it really started 12 years ago. I had a dream, and I really felt that place of being able to support men in their shame, anger, loss, grief. And it came through very, very clearly with the death of my grandfather. Mm-hmm. And he was such an important influence in my life. And so I think it is one of the most incredible things when men are feeling very connected to who they are, and that they can also then allow others to feel safe and connecting to who they are. And that's a powerful thing, that men have a really incredible window of opportunity to change things for the better in many people's lives. And so I overcame a lot of traumas in my own life. So that's kind of my own journey of acceptance and knowing that healing is real and it does happen. So it really started 4 years ago with my clients when I started receiving men who were stuck at the breaking point. They wanted to be able to connect with nature. Their career was stagnant. Their relationships were falling apart. You know, the stuff, the breaking down of things. And so it's been an honor to support that place. And I really, what accelerated it was actually my own divorce. And that happened 2 years ago. And I could really see the places where codependencies and trauma bonding happen on such a deep level that we don't even know it. And I was in a trauma bonded 20-year marriage and I didn't even know. And so it was really preventing me from being my fullest expression of who I am. And I can see that deep ache in a lot of men where they have prevented and blocked who they really are because they're worried about what their spouse will say. They're worried about what impact it will have on their career if they make a change, if they really start to own who they are and accept themselves.
Mm. Yeah. No, I mean, I think this is a topic and a place, let's put it this way, a place that really there isn't a lot of support out there that folks are talking about. We have this, you know, concept of the wake up warrior groups and all of those things where you go. And I saw that on one of your posts or podcasts where you had said, like, you're not going to, you know, do these crazy workouts, yell at each other, do simulated fights. You know, that's what it seems like there is a very popular thing out there for folks to move through traumas and whatnot. But I like the approach that you're going for, something more gentle, something more that kind of really helps with the deep rooted things that are going on. Now, I have one question for you. I think a lot of people might be wondering, what does trauma bonded mean? What does that entail? Because perhaps they're thinking, well, maybe my relationship's like that. What's going on there?
That's a great question. So trauma bonding is, you know, there in our early years, our early development between the ages of 0 to 8, there's different traumas. And trauma is our response to something. So it's energy that's built up and it's our response. It's our coping mechanism to maybe a tragic event. My own sister, she passed when I was 3. And so that was a very traumatic event for me in my life. And it reinforced the wound of separation. Mm-hmm. And so what can happen in trauma bonding is we continue to perpetuate those cycles of trauma in our adult relationships. So it really comes down to abandonment and rejection. And so at the core of it, I really realized in my own marriage how desperate I was to hold on to it because I wasn't willing to face my own abandonment of where I did abandon myself in my own marriage. And I did abandon, I betrayed myself really by staying in something that was no longer in alignment for me because of fear, because of fear of being alone. And ultimately, I think for men, one of the biggest fears is rejection. So that's how these cycles play out between abandonment and rejection. And the bond that we create in a relationship is it can be based on trauma.
Okay.
So if we connect with someone who has the same type of trauma as us, that can create a trauma bond, which is like it's quicksand. Like it doesn't create a solid foundation for a relationship. You can have similar experiences. Yes, we all have similar traumas, But if it's a place where you're holding on to that relationship because you actually don't want to heal that part of you, mm-hmm. and being dependent on the other person to be there for you so you don't have to face that part of you, then that's where the trauma bonding can happen. Mm-hmm. So great question. And it's tricky. Because a lot of this is subconscious stuff that we don't even, it's not a logical decision.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's kind of a fight or flight survival mechanism mm-hmm. that, and perhaps maybe it's something that we're attracted to in the first place when we're seeking a mate. We're like, oh, they have a similar background to me. Oh, we're meant to be. I think there's this interesting concept between what soulmate really means and what just a lot of similarities mean.
Well, you know, actually, I'm getting goosebumps. One of the biggest things I think in developing our muscles of growth of who we are is being able to sit and be in connection with others who have a great vast difference of experience than us, mm-hmm. who have really different opinions. And being able to sit with that and not feeling like we have to change mm-hmm. because of that. Mm-hmm. And actually that can create a deeper connection with ourselves by being in those places of experience. So a lot of times this boils down to people pleasing.
Yeah.
And our desire, especially for men. I mean, it really is a place of like the good boy, right? Or the nice guy. Or the place of giving in and people pleasing to others in order to ultimately, it is a way of getting what you want, what you think you want, but yeah. You're really not fulfilling that place of what you really need for this life by being in those places of people pleasing.
People pleasing is such a hard situation. I mean, I identify as being a people pleaser. I guess I'm in recovery from it. You could say, I don't know how the exact terms go, but you know, I spent most of my life watching, you know, the situation with my parents and realized that the dynamic between the two of them is kind of where I got that idea. Like, oh, I have to make sure that everything's okay. Nobody's yelling. Everything's good. And so you develop this, and then I it's almost like you said, it's like you're wiring that subconscious brings it into your relationships, and you almost seek out, but also carry out those behaviors, and you don't even realize it. It's like you wake up one day and you're like, oh, whoa, I literally just became my mother. How did this happen?
I think the two things that I just want to highlight here. So there is ways that this can be healed. Like it trauma bonding can be healed. That place of people pleasing can be healed. Mm-hmm. It's not, I actually had a lot of despair in like 2010. I read this article about rewiring your brain and all these things because, you know, you're formed in a very specific way in your early childhood years. And it's like, well, I'm screwed. That's not going to change, right? Like how in the world? So for many years, I had been looking into lots of different things. I'd always believed in natural medicine and being able to support real places of despair is when I felt like I was the only one. Mm-hmm. When I was the only one navigating these challenges on my own. So those of you who are listening, you're not alone in this. Mm-hmm. There are others just like you and I who have also experienced things in their formative years that feel like it's hard to really break through. And it is possible. A lot of my clients break through incredible places of trauma with ease mm-hmm. and a complete like new set of subconscious things to operate from.
I think that's interesting that you're saying with ease, because I feel like there is somewhat of a thought out there. And I've even had patients say to me, like, I don't want to work on my past stuff because it's just going to be too painful to bring up. I don't want to rehash it. And I'm like, well, that's perhaps why talk therapy didn't necessarily work. You're just rehashing. So with working on rewiring the brain and working with things, you're seeing how thought patterns can change. And we're talking subconscious, of course. And so folks who are listening to this podcast have had lots of experience of hearing me bring folks on about thought pattern change. But I think in this case, it's really different when it comes down to relationships and when it comes down to your interaction with relationships. Because yes, we can change from being negative Nancy to being positive, you know, sunshine Susie, but that's only one aspect of it here. And so you're working on a lot of stuff, like even deep into divorce and relationship betrayals. How much of those sorts of situations do you find that wiring is what either leads up to, or, it, you know, positive, negative in terms of divorce? Because some positive, you know, divorces can be absolutely positive. And I think that's something that a lot of folks are like, oh, really? So I just talked a whole bunch right there.
I loved what you just touched on right there, because it's kind of that question. Okay. If I rewire my brain, is my marriage going to fall apart? Yeah. Or, right. So that's one thing. Or if I don't work on this, is my marriage going to fall apart? Or is my career, you know, it's, so I would say the places of, it's when we're becoming more and more in alignment with ourselves and who we are, right? Mm-hmm. We're allowing our truth to come out. And I've been doing the rewiring work for quite a few years with the quantum field. So it's about play. It's mm-hmm. about giving and receiving. And that's how we can rewire our brain, is when we're actually genuinely giving and receiving in places of our power, where we're not betraying ourselves. And so that can be something as simple as, in a session, I can give like an instrument to my client, right? And then they can decide if that's something that they want to use. And so it's genuine. I know that was a very basic example, but genuine giving and receiving. And as you start to cultivate these places of rewiring your brain, others will either join you, you know, in the places of transformation, or they won't. Mm-hmm. So in my own places of transformation, I can see where my partner decided not to join me, mm-hmm. to not go further along that path, in the way that I was choosing. His path can be very different. And I don't want to cloud this and say, yeah, everything's going to be great. If you start to rewire your brain, your marriage is going to be awesome. And, you're going to have, you know, incredible breakthroughs, in your current job and, you know, these different things. Cause there is that. Yes. Some mm-hmm. of my clients have amazing places where they thought that their marriage was on the brink of complete and utter disaster. And they were able to turn around. And now, you know, I have one example, they're traveling, they're doing things that they never thought of. There was a career shift, right? So it's, everything is possible. Let's just put it that way. It's not just one or the other. It's both. And I think as we're making a commitment to heal, there's many possibilities of how this unfolds, and it doesn't have to be painful, in the sense of like betrayal of self, because mm-hmm. you're not betraying yourself. So in essence, it's really like there can be superficial pain, but the long run, the deepest places of this pain, is not, it's not a lasting pain. See, mm-hmm. the pain that we're currently in, we don't even know we're in, but the transformation pain is something that's minute and it can be very powerful. But it also doesn't have to disrupt everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, I think that's a huge topic. It doesn't have to disrupt everything, because I feel like for a lot of people, they're like, oh, I have to do, you know, the eye movement stuff, the, oh my gosh, I can't pull it out of my head right now.
EDMR.
EDMR. Yep. EFT, yep. Freedom technique. Geez, you know, yep.
all of those different things, there's, you know, all these different tools. And I think a lot of people are like, oh my gosh, how much do I have to put into this? And then I'm going to rehash stuff. And then what if I get stuck? And that's kind of where I see working on the rewiring actually helps. Like you had said, you know, you're helping people get unstuck, because I think we're overlooking in a lot of mental health right now, how to help folks. Literally, you know, we're not helping folks to actually do the fishing, if you will. You know, you give the man a fish, but you know, if you don't teach him how to fish, you're not going to get the permanent results. And that's why we have people in therapy for years and years and years, and nothing really changes. Now, of course, we do have this concept, and I'm going to go back to this for a second, just because I think there still is, unfortunately, about men, you know, in terms of that societal thought process that men who want to share their feelings, men, you know, and of course it's changing, but we still have that men are more quiet than women. They're not going to share their feelings like women. They're not going to, you know, express the same things that we do. But the truth is I think a lot of what society has kind of pressured and put on men is keeping them in a little bit of that stuck realm and keeping them from seeking help and help.
God, I love it when men show up exactly as they are.
Yeah.
I love it when they show up, and this is the tricky slope place here. I know that there's been this like feminization of men. That is not like in any means. I admire men and their like most strongest essence of who they are. Mm-hmm. Right. And, the place though that I can see where the ache is these measurements that mm-hmm. men have for themselves, and also the measurements that society says, okay, this is the measure of your success. Mm-hmm. Right. And men are tired of it. I can tell you they're fed up. They don't even know how to deal with it. I've had clients where they believe that their only reason for living and their only reason for doing is the relationship that they're in.
Wow. Wow.
And this is like, these are truths that come out in my work with men, these deep truths that are really scary to mm-hmm. share. But once it's shared, and it's not necessarily a place of necessarily feeling. It's almost like when a man expresses something that he's doing or that he's attached to, or maybe there's a fear, when he's able to voice that, again, it's the voice. When a man is able to express that and he has a container, a place where he feels safe to not be judged mm-hmm. in that expression, that is what allows some major transformation and healing to come through. You know, I had shame around when I was 10 years old. There's places where we have shame, and it had to do with my sexuality. And so, I think it's really important for all of us to be able to have safe containers where we can express something that feels very true for us, and where there's a measurement that we don't feel that we've lived up to.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And to let that go, because I will tell you, my measurement was, well, I can do it. I've had a 20-year marriage, right? I've known him for 27 years. I'm doing it. I'm a relationship coach. I can help you have the relationship that you want, right? It's like this measurement. And when that went away, my whole world was like, oh, I don't have that measure anymore. I don't have that. I have to find what it is in here, inside of me, not an external measurement, but what is it inside of me that is so powerful and strong? And there's something so magnificent when a man stands in his word and shares what is really happening in his present current moment of life. That is the most beautiful. And that's the rewiring.
Mm-hmm.
That's the rewiring. It's not the work that I have known, you can't, it's almost re-traumatizing to go back to those places. And it actually doesn't help to heal us. So whatever it is that's showing up in the now is actually a place that can heal the past.
I like that. I like that. So tell us a little bit about, you know, I'm gathering just in terms of how you're speaking that you're working on helping folks to get in the now. You're working on folks to kind of really work on present feelings versus past feelings versus future, you know, sometimes we future trip on things that aren't, you know, necessarily, they're almost like preconceived notions of things. So you have one-on-one programs. You have a program coming up, which we'll talk about here in a little bit, which is a retreat. But tell us a little bit, like give us a little insight in terms of what it's like to work with you in your programs and how it kind of plays out over time.
Okay. So the biggest thing, you know, I've been doing this for 4 years, group coaching and private coaching. So I have a lot of experience from many, many clients all around the world. And what I've noticed is that the place of like really powerful breakthroughs is the private coaching. And usually that's about 4 months. Mm-hmm. It's a place where it's not a program. I don't believe in programs.
Okay.
I don't. I have a place for men to come into a group setting, virtual, where they can pay and invest for the Language of Lions, which is a group program. And that usually goes from 4 to 6 months. And then the actual somatic deep sessions, private one-to-one coaching, that's also 4 months as well. This is not something where you're going to be investing long-term. I believe in getting results and helping you to clear things that you really, really are frustrated and done with. Mm-hmm. And usually what happens is, dramatic results, like major things shift, whether it's getting off of antidepressants, whether it's leaving a really uncomfortable relationship, or maybe it's actually healing the things that was actually really deeply rooted and healing those traumas so the relationship can thrive. And it's also about growing wealth. Because when you do this work, money shows up. It just does. Mm-hmm. Like it's inevitable. The impact of investing in ourselves, it accelerates greatly into our financial health as well. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of it. I really like the place of the group, the private. A lot of people like the private. Mm-hmm. And I really limit that to 5 to 6 men at a time, because it is such deep work.
It makes sense. I mean, rewire. I mean, I've been playing with different things for the last 2 years with rewiring, and it's a daily practice, you know, and you're really kind of coming through exploring yourself again, almost like you're back to being a teenager and trying to figure out who you are, you know, and trying, you know, to do all those things. Now you have so much more baggage or experience, and you've got to weed through all of these things, right, that you bring to the table that you're like, oh, I had no idea this was contributing to my thought process and why I'm making these decisions and why I say these things to myself and all of it. It's a process. So folks might be thinking like, okay, Katrina, this rewiring thing, I've heard this before. You know, it sounds a little weird. I've, you know, tried different things, but rewiring, I haven't fully dove in. Can you give me some more background on it? Can you tell me a little bit more about your experience with it? I think that's where folks are kind of going there, that worried factor, you know, is this going to work for me? I think that's one of the biggest things that folks will come in and ask me about.
You know, I think actually this is a great question, because some of my newest clients, right, will come in and they're like, well, you know, can this do more damage, right? Mm-hmm. Is this going to create more problems for me in my life? And so I'm just here to say that this is actually, if other things have not worked for you, just as I've experienced a lot of different places of leaning in to things. And I think it really comes down to, if other things have not worked and you're still stuck, that's where a lot of my clients come through and they get results, because it is a unique, it's a little different. Working in the quantum with giving and receiving it's different. And the thing about it though, is it is real. I'm accredited on heal.me, which lists 60,000 practitioners. So you can check out my profile there. It's just heal.me/Katrina Starr. And the places of results are real. There are so many of my clients that will say, I cannot believe what has happened. Mm-hmm. The transformation is felt immediately the next day. Mm-hmm. I will no longer do the thing that I was doing because I know it's not in alignment for me anymore. Mm-hmm. So it's almost like rewiring gives you this muscle that you didn't have before.
Right.
It's this muscle that provides real results in your life. And it's the only reason why I'm where I am today, where I'm at, which is deep alignment with my truth, my ability to serve lots of people in different ways. And I'm not like somebody who says, oh, come and do this. And then off screen, it's like, oh man, she's real, like, wouldn't want to be near her. Right. So, and there's so much of that. We get a lot of that, and and we should have our awareness. And I encourage anyone who is working in these places to give questions, to ask questions, to not be afraid to ask deep questions about what are my results going to be? How is this going to help support me?
Right, right.
Don't be afraid of those questions.
Yeah, don't. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And don't be afraid to say, if you try something and it's not working, to, you know, just move on, going back to speaking the truth instead of, you know, trying to put it down, I think, and push it down into your body, which is another thing that I feel like I deal with on a daily basis, is patients who have not spoken their truth. And now we end up with health issues. Thyroid issues in particular are huge in that factor, adrenals, things of that nature. Do you happen to see, like, a lot of folks that come into you do have chronic types of issues like that, or fatigue or whatnot?
Yeah. So anxiety is a big one. Mm-hmm. Thyroid is another one, as well as the depression is a massive one as well. Depression is an interesting thing. It really is, because we just might be going on this certain cruising thing, right? And we don't even know that we're really actually not in a place where we're really allowing joy and happiness, because our natural state is joy and bliss. That is actually our natural state. So yes, chronic issues I've helped. I actually had my own chronic, I had an inflamed bladder. So it was a long-term diagnosis. I healed that with this rewiring. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So the results are real, and it's amazing to see when there's major breakthroughs. One of my clients, he just got off of a really high dosage, completely released that need for that support. And now he's accessing joy and aligning with saying no. I think that's the biggest thing, is being able to say, no, I don't need this, but I really want this.
Yeah. 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 No, saying no is huge. Saying no is huge. I mean, I think that's part of also another reason why we have so much illness in the US, and stress and anxiety and all of these different things on top of, you know, just trying to live your life. But no, this is good stuff. This is good stuff. And I wish that we would have learned all of this in preschool. Really, I do. I feel like if it was part of the preschool program for us to learn, like, oh, that thought, I picked that up where? How do I change that? You know, how cool would that be if we learned it in preschool? it just be so amazing.
It is. And it's, that's the gift that we can give our children. So I have an 8-year-old son, and we've been working through some of these places, like even the him being able to speak his truth of, well, I, you know, he had some abuse that, and he was like, well, this happened to me. So, you know, it, whatever I do is not nearly as bad to someone else, right? So it's these thought patterns. It's like, no, let's get out of victim there, get out of that victim mentality, and but speak to it, be honest about where we feel like we are a victim, right? Without any shaming, be honest, touch those places, and then take back our power and know that we can be compassionate and loving to everyone that shows up in our life. And maybe the loving is actually saying no to someone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's the greatest place of actually showing up, is loving someone and accepting them and saying no.
Yeah.
And then for the other person to say, oh, well, thank you for taking care of yourself.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Now that sounds like a perfect world, but if two people are working on rewiring, this can be a reality. I mean, this absolutely can be a reality, which does bring me to the question of, if you have a relationship going on and both folks want to work on rewiring, it sounds to me, just based on what you were saying, that both should have different guides in the mission to help move through. Would you agree with that? I mean, I'm kind of going down the lines of like, okay, we have couples counseling, but I feel like that always ends up being a disaster. From what I've heard from patient stories, like, she took his side or whatever, you know, what do you think?
So I've actually helped couples in these places.
Mm-hmm.
Rewiring. So it's really beautiful. I really helped, the man, he was just really, really, really frustrated. Right. And had, some places of anger and working through that. I really supported him. And then I supported her separately as well. And then eventually they were able to come together and work together in the somatic and do some of the rewiring together. But it is important to have, talking. Okay. Usually this is, I'm really glad you brought this up. I actually believe that there is, and I've seen this with my families that I've supported and also with my couples. And this is why I have a team. So if there is places of true conflict within your marriage or within the family dynamic, I have been able to support that place to where we get to the deepest layer of resentment. Because usually it is the resentment that will, and it's also disgust. Like, if there has been a place in your relationship where there's actual pure, like real feeling of disgust towards the other person, that needs to be addressed. And there's amazing ways to be able to do that, to break through. So I'd say that my most powerful places of transformation for people have actually been in a group setting, and people have been able to express what it is that is really happening. And then for the other person to have the muscles to be able to receive that. And so it's been extraordinary to support the places of resentment. Mm-hmm. And in both of those situations, with the family, the couple, those types of situations, it's always brought them together.
Mm-hmm.
So isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
To me, that's really interesting. The places where I've supported people individually, it's usually the places where the separation is a final, like there's a separation happening in the relationship.
Gotcha. No, that's cool that the whole family's coming together, because I think there is a dynamic where there's a lot of things that are not said, right? This whole, going back to the whole concept of speaking your truth, a lot of times we won't speak our truth, but yet if someone's helping facilitate it, we're looking at through a pathway of how can we improve ourselves and how can we improve our relationships by speaking the truth. It can be life-changing, really.
You know, it can be life-changing. And So the one thing, and the one place where counseling, I've seen it. Oh my gosh. I've had men come to me where they're like, you would not believe the couples counseling that I was just in, and how manipulated I felt And I was the one that was being blamed. They didn't provide a place of safety for me. That is devastating, mm-hmm. right? And that doesn't get us anywhere. That does not get us results. It doesn't help us to move through these places. So I would say that when you have people who understand rewiring, who understand these places of trauma, who understand relationships and can really support, then that's a place where you can go into safety and to voice your truth mm-hmm. and to really share that. And for the other person to understand, to not take it personally, to understand that they can hear it and receive it, and then it can be transmuted.
I think that's huge, just being able to receive it and not take it, you know, and then, you know, basically rebel against it or take revenge against it. Let's put it that way. Or, you know, hold someone, you know, hold it and then basically lash out because of it.
You know what? I just got to say this. The really biggest thing is to be able to completely let the relationship evolve into something new. So it's like this death of the relationship of what we believed it was mm-hmm. and letting it completely die, releasing all attachments to where it was unhealthy. And then it cultivates and allows this new relationship to go. And I've seen that in the dynamic with a mother and a son, mid-20s. I've also seen that multiple times in dynamics with couples where we are allowing these attachments to release so something new and amazing can come in. Because let me tell you, those attachments that we have will block us. And a lot of times we're attached to the pain mm-hmm. of someone's resentment or disgust towards us. And I know that sounds really messed up, but it's true.
Yeah, it's funny. We you know, it's how someone can live in victimhood, you know, land. And it's almost like that addiction to that just being wanting to be grumpy, you know, or wanting to have something to complain about, you know, or wanting to have something that's not going right to prove almost to prove like, yep, the world sucks, you know, kind of a concept. It's such a thing. It's such a thing. Wow.
Yeah. That's kind of been the crux of what I've been working on in my book. It's morphed into a whole new place of empowerment. It really was speaking to that pain though, the pain that we're addicted to. Mm-hmm. And that really goes into the trauma bonding. Trauma bonding is addictive. Mm-hmm. It is, we will find this place of sexual connection with another person based on trauma bonds.
Hmm.
It can be a really strong feeling of like, wow, this is amazing. And it's everything I wanted, but it's actually based on a trauma bond. Mm. So that's where it can be a little scary for us because we don't know, is this healthy or is this actually a place of trauma bonding?
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of makes me think a lot about the codependency types of situations that people have, you know, even outside of trauma, you know, or, you know, someone that maybe I'm even thinking about addictions, having a co-addiction or a past addiction that's much going back into trauma bonding in that case. I can think of multiple patients and relationships that I see in my practice that fit that category.
Oh, and the addiction. Oh, the addiction. Like, you know, that's where we don't feel like we have control in our life, whether it's food, alcohol, drugs. A lot of times the deepest places of our addictions is just about control.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. No, control's an interesting factor, I find. Do you find that control's an interesting one to get to the bottom to and rewire?
That's actually I love getting to the places of control. And actually that's where, you know, these family dynamics, where resentment builds, is actually because there is a feeling of lack of control. And especially in today's world, there's a lot of uncertainty. And so what do? We use food. We can use alcohol. We can use a pill. We can use certain types of comfort as a way to control the uncertainty of a relationship, of a career, the uncertainty of life, mm-hmm. right? And to be able to embrace that uncertainty is where we start to release that need for control. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that is the rewiring. That is the releasing of expectations of another person, releasing the attachment that we have to something to make us feel good. Whether it's a thing or a person, that we're dependent on that. And that's a place of control. That's where control really starts to come into our lives when we're attached to that.
Attachments are interesting. I do find that interesting as to what someone's attached to, what they, you know, when I dive into just working with someone with their health, it's interesting. And they're like, I am not quitting coffee, you know, or I am not stopping this or that. And then while my things are a little superficial here, it's very interesting in terms of where the attachments lie and how we really work with those. It's just, the mind is such a freaking fascinating thing, and how we create, you know, our realities using our thoughts and using this whole concept of wiring. And then it's like, okay, I've created this whole reality for myself. What do I do now? You know, how do I blow this reality up and start all over? And this is where it's looking like you are the expert in this department and helping folks really get the life they want and the relationships they want.
Because honestly, it can be so scary to go this alone. Mm-hmm. When you are rebuilding or you're desiring to make some of these changes, we need support. Mm-hmm. And well, the one thing that I have learned is action requires support. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, the support won't show up until you actually take that step. So this is the one thing that I've noticed in the subconscious rewiring. We have to be willing to take that step, and then the actual support shows up. So it's like when you're kind of like in midair and you're like putting your foot out and you're like, okay, is that stuff going to show up? And then it shows up, right? You have to be in that place of willing to take the action, and then the support always shows. It does. It always shows up. Sometimes it's not the support we wanted. Sometimes it's a different idea of what we had in our mind, but allowing that place to support show up is really important. And that is what has allowed major transformation in a lot of my clients that I've worked with.
Man. So folks, support, getting it where it feels good, getting it where it aligns with you. And definitely if you're interested in rewiring, Katrina is there to help big time. And so with your, we're going to go with groups. With your groups, you've got one coming up here in July, and it's the 8th through the 12th, right? Arrowhead Lake. And you guys are going to be meeting. Is it a hotel conference center kind of situation? Give us the breakdown. Let folks know what it looks like and how the interaction is going to go there.
So this Arrowhead Lake is amazing. I've been up here for 2.5 months and I really feel called. It's like 6,000 feet up in elevation. It's amazing up here. And we've booked an Airbnb. So there's going to be 4 men and there's 4 mentors, and we're going to have 4 days of time together. So if you are working on really wanting to get unstuck and find clarity, you will be supported. One of my team members is an opera singer. He just came back from Bulgaria. He's a professional opera singer. Another specialist, she's been working in the corporate arena for many, many years. So she understands the challenges there. I also have a hypnotherapist who's been doing work for many, many years on helping people move through fear and recovery of addictions as well too. So, and then also an intuitive who is super connected. And so I'm really excited about having my team support 4 men, and it's going to be at an Airbnb. It's already reserved. It's a really quiet place, lots of outdoor space there, and private rooms. Okay. There is opportunity for, lots of connection with nature, and we're going to be doing group coaching, group coaching, which is 8 hours, and private one-to-one coaching for 4 hours each. So there's lots of connection points and meeting you exactly where you're at without forcing you to do anything. Mm-hmm. And just being in the presence of people who are desiring powerful things for you can shift dramatic places where you feel stuck. Just being in a place where someone believes in you and in who you are as a person and what you're bringing can change the trajectory of your life. Mm-hmm. Retreats are very, very powerful.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I've not been on one yet that I didn't have some sort of breakthrough or transformation. I mean, that is the nature of these things. You get away from your environment and you just let things shake out however they're going to. That's awesome. So folks, go over to katrinastarr.com, K-A-T-R-I-N-A, star, S-T-A-R-R. Don't forget the second R.com. You can get more information there. And we should tell everybody a little bit again about the name of your groups, that it is so that they can find it on the website and be clear there.
So the name of the retreat is The Extraordinary Men. I also have the Extraordinary Men community, which you can sign up. It's right at the top of my website. So that's a $22 a month registration for access to all of the upcoming events. You get access to me and my team. It's a community that we're just launching and we're growing. Okay. So like that's an extraordinary place of support, as well as the retreat it's going to be phenomenal. And it's really the foundation for a lot of the other retreats that we're going to be hosting.
Awesome.
So there's lots of different ways to connect. I also have a Facebook group called The Alchemy for Extraordinary Men. And then the places of registering for the event you can just find on my website.
So Katrina, thanks again for spending time with me and chatting all about your groups, chatting all about your community and what you're doing for folks. This is great stuff.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you. And I really appreciate the work that you're doing. And I'm honored to just speak to the hearts of men and to be able to know that there's safe places to heal and that you are seen and heard.
Beautiful.
Hey, fellow health junkie. Thanks for listening to the Health Fix podcast. If you enjoyed tuning in, please help support me to get the word out about the podcast. Subscribe, rate, and review, and just get that word out. Thanks again for listening.